This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Bitcoin, which is essentially digital cash, is starting to be taken seriously. So why shouldn't politicians get in on the action? Tomorrow, the Federal Election Commission is expected to allow Bitcoin contributions to political action committees. NPR's Peter Overby reports that approval may come despite concerns that virtual currencies could facilitate illegal donations.
Federal election officials are not alone in scrutinizing the advent of bitcoins. At a Senate hearing earlier this week, federal law enforcement officials talked about Silk Road, an online illegal marketplace that used bitcoin. Edward Lowery III is head of the Secret Service's Criminal Investigative Division.
While digital currencies may provide potential benefits, they present real risks through their use by the criminal and terrorist organizations trying to conceal their illicit activity.
But nobody at that hearing wanted to stifle virtual currency, and neither does the Federal Election Commission. The FEC is involved because one political committee, the Conservative Action Fund, is seeking approval to take bitcoins as contributions.
Our interest here is we know this is happening. We're getting requests to make this happen. We really want to understand, how do we do this right?
That's Dan Backer, a lawyer representing the PAC, at an FEC meeting last week. The six commissioners just weren't sure about non-governmental currency, as Commission Chair Ellen Weintraub, a Democrat, acknowledged.
The field of people out there who are more knowledgeable about how bitcoins work than we are is probably vast. So if any of those folks want to comment, we would welcome that.
One unresolved question, what could a political action committee do with bitcoins it received? Could it contribute bitcoins to a candidate, or would it have to convert them first into currency? And a bigger question, what about transparency? PACs and candidates have to publicly identify their donors. There are contribution limits, and basically no money is permitted from foreign sources. But bitcoins are like cash. There's no record of who owns them. That would make shadow contributions easier. Republican Commissioner Matthew Peterson read from a letter submitted by lawyers for the Bitcoin Foundation, first claiming that their system is transparent.
This transparency is one of the features of the Bitcoin network that makes it ideally suited for political contributions.
Actually, this transparency is just a digital record of where any particular Bitcoin has been before in its life. And Peterson read further from the Bitcoin lawyers.
Bitcoin transactions are private in the sense that there are no names attached to the public keys recorded in the blockchain.
And today, Democratic Commissioner Ann Ravel said the commission does want to encourage new technology.
But the important aspect for me is whether or not we can know who the donors are.
It's true that the commission has set disclosure standards for other financial instruments, prepaid credit cards, for instance, so that may not be an obstacle to disclosure.
On the other hand, there's a kind of a paradox here.
This is Ray LaRaja. He's a political scientist who studies campaign finance at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. LaRaja says Bitcoin could be a vehicle for total anonymity, and that could be a good thing.
Doesn't sound like they're going to do this, but if they allow bitcoins to remain anonymous, then politicians actually wouldn't know who's giving to them. And so, at least in theory, that could cut off this kind of corrupt exchange.
The exchange in which big donors help politicians, and then politicians help big donors. The way things work now. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.